every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Country boys and girls getting down on the bar.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Rosie on the House. Brand new month here in October, which means we have the Farm Bureau joining us in studio, spokeswoman Julie Murphy. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be here. I look forward to this day.
If you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, you know our topic today is boxed vegetables, CSA, community supported agriculture. And we were, generally speaking, you bring in a guest with you, but ours had the sniffles and didn't feel they could be on air this morning. So we'll just highlight, which gives us a chance to highlight more of the CSAs instead of just focusing on one. So first describe and explain, what is a CSA?
So these are really fun to talk about. I've participated in a variety of these, but according to the United States Department of Ag, a community-supported agriculture environment consists of a community of individuals who pledge support to a farm operation so that the farmland becomes either legally or, they like to say spiritually, the community's farm, with the growers and the consumers providing mutual support and sharing the risks of the benefits of food production. So basically what you do, or what I've done, is you buy in, you commit to a weekly share, so to speak, and you can have a variety of sizes. And so weekly at the designated drop-off locations or right at the farmer's market, I can come to the farm that provides these community-supported ag or CSA boxes and pick it up weekly. And what's so fun about it is the vegetables are always seasonal or in season, and it's a variety. A lot of times you might not, especially if there's that transition in the season, have any idea what's going to be in the box. So it makes you be very creative in the kitchen when you bring the food home. And we have a number of them here in Arizona. In fact, Arizona is credited with being an early adopter. If Frank Martin, our farmer that was going to be with us, say prayers for him because he's not feeling too good, he would tell you that in the early 1990s, Arizona Farm Bureau, or Arizona agriculture actually, was basically committing to these kind of CSAs. So we have a variety of them here in Arizona, and since we were early adopters, the state is known for some really neat farms that are providing these boxes, these kind of grab-and-go boxes that you commit to. So it's pretty neat stuff.
Now, you don't always know what's coming. Well, you might have an idea because the farmer right. obviously knows what it's growing, but it's not like going to the grocery store and picking out what you feel like.
Right. So, and you will have an idea if you pay attention to the season, and the farmers that participate and offer these in their mix of offerings, they'll kind of give you an idea. So if you understand what the season is, and by the way, fillyourplate.org has a breakout of the four seasons so people can kind of figure it out. So you have a kind of a clue, but it's neat because it's like bringing home a Christmas present once a week, and it's food. Or some kind of present. It's like a surprise. And then also another neat thing with some of the CSAs that we have here in Arizona is they'll provide a weekly recipe. I think of Kelly Saxer when she had her farm in Queen Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of the first CSAs that I participated in. Obviously, she had a regular direct market retail farm. She served up her produce in farmers markets. You could come to the farm, and I don't know if she had a U-Pick, but you could come to the farm and buy a box. But then she also had these CSAs, and she had told me at the time that this was actually her main stream of income, was the robustness of her CSAs, because all of her customers had pre-committed to this weekly box, and that's one of the neat things for the farmers and the ranchers. And we've got some pretty impressive ones now. I can go down the list and let you know some of the entities that provide this. For example, there's McClendon Select. If you go to their website, one of their main farms is based in Peoria. You'll see a grab-and-go sign-up. That's kind of similar. And that occurred with McClendon Select, an amazing farmer. They have a produce variety that ranges in over 100 different varieties of fruits and vegetables. Well, a good segment of his customer base pre-pandemic was the restaurant industry. Then the pandemic hit.
Restaurants slowed down, shut down.
Yes. Overnight, and this was not unusual for many of our farmers that had a huge customer base with the high-end chefs. So overnight, they came up with this grab-and-go. And so, and they have continued it. You can see it on their website now. But they, the immediacy of that pivot during the pandemic of McClendon's Farms, for example, we also even had Merchants Gardens in Tucson. They had to do the same thing because I think 80 to 90% of his business was with the chefs, with the restaurants. It was so brutal. But this just proves the innovative nature of our businessmen in the ag world. So McClendon Select is an example of the CSA, or the grab and go box, as they like to call it. You've also got Justice Brothers Farms. And Justice Brothers, we're familiar with them because we've had them on Selwyn.
More than once.
Yes, more than once. And he is so fun. Young farmer rancher, Selwyn Justice. And they have, I believe they have something similar to that. And they also have the U-Pick. And I just earlier mentioned Merchants Gardens in Tucson. Again, these are all, just try to jog down the in your memory, the name of the farm, and you can go to their website and you'll see right there, because normally you can select CSA and they'll show you how you can sign up and stuff like that. You've got Crooked Sky Farms. Again, that's Farmer Frank Martin. They have a CSA program. You have Blue Sky Farms. That's one of the more recent farms that I've tried their CSA, product in their boxes. And again, you can get half a share or a full share. Very robust variety of fruits and vegetables, and very fun to do. And then another one that, in my mind, because I've been at this for so long with the Arizona Farm Bureau and just promoting some of our direct market retail farmers, Agritopia Farm in Gilbert is also providing the CSA. If you go to their homepage, you'll see right up there, you can hit the link and it says CSA membership. And it gives you the drill down on how you can participate.
And that's a really neat one, because that's like a master plan community.
Oh, it's so amazing.
That is kind of designed as a, I wouldn't say completely sustainable.
Right.
But, you know, a very, a step towards that.
Exactly. And so I told you about Kelly Saxer earlier when she had her own farm in Queen Creek. Well, now she's the lead farmer for Agritopia. And she's helping spearhead this process, and they have just beautiful produce. I actually have purchased some of their produce, but I just haven't signed on to their CSA yet. So I like to try them, and I like to rotate in and out of the different farms so that I can speak to them by experience. And so far, I've never been disappointed. And one of the most amazing things about CSAs, and I'll even mention the benefits to the farmers, the benefits to the consumers. So this is, I'm being fully transparent. It's confession time on the radio.
Bless me, Father, for I have
seen. Yes, bless me, Father. I am not much of a cook. So a CSA box has forced me to seat myself, no, not seat, but stand in the kitchen and actually try to cook. And lo and behold, it hadn't been that bad. But I promise that I'll always leave the true cooking to the foodies that we sometimes get on our programs and our Instagram Live through Arizona Farm Bureau. But it's fascinating to see what they have. Like I said, it's a weekly present to me. When I open that box, it's just delightful. And you see this, these fresh, locally grown. Sometimes they're picked just the day before. And so you know you're getting it as fresh as you possibly can.
And a big part of fresh is the distance food has to travel. You know,
right.
Coming from our farms right here in our own community locally, it doesn't get any fresher than that.
Exactly.
You know, and then when you see in the grocery stores, and not bagging the grocery stores, but, you know, if what's in this coming in the CSA isn't what's in the grocery store, well, you know what's coming from the grocery store is coming from a long ways away, because that's, you know, this time of the year and the produce doesn't match up consistently.
Yes and no. So here's some fun things that we can know about, especially in the winter. Any of our leafy greens coming out of the grocery store, we're probably getting them in the grocery store within at least a 48-hour period.
From Yuma, yeah.
Because most of our leafy green product is coming. So we have a lot of, and I promote my small farmers and my big farmers, and I tell everyone it's all good because of the dedication to getting it right. In Yuma, at the peak of the harvest season, which we're just starting to move into it, they have 1,200 semi-loads leaving Yuma every day and going to all parts in between here in the United States. And they're getting to the Midwest. They're getting to New York very fast. And they keep it's in refrigerated trucks. A restaurant can be serving that within about a 72-hour period. So even then, when they have a distance to travel, because I care about my relatives in the Midwest and the East, I want to make sure they eat as fresh and as, you know, they're not getting to eat local like I am, but it's still very fresh. Some of the fun benefits for the farmer is they build a committed customer base. Kelly Saxer would tell you that one of the most important components of her business when she had her business in Queen Creek, her farm, was that customer base. They were loyal. They were there year after year. And then the neat thing is, of course, based on the year and the progress of the CSAs, you could always grow your customer base. They also help with cash flow because you're receiving payments early in the season and consistently. And for our farmers, they really need cash flow a lot of times. And then they get to spend time marketing the food early in the year before the field season really begins. They kind of get, you know, potential customers inspired and stuff like that. So that's the other neat thing about CSAs. And, you know, farmers are committed to it. They'll give you a good box if you participate in it.
For those listening to us in Flagstaff on CAF, you all have a great one, flagcsa.com, Flagstaff and local market. And then you had mentioned merchants in Tucson for everyone listening on our Southern Arizona affiliates. It's Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, the Outdoor Living Hour. First Saturday of the month, so we're talking farm fresh commodities and CSAs.